من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. إن شاء الله today we will continue explaining سورة مريم, سورة 19, and Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud will recite from verse 37 to 47.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم. أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين. وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون. إنا نحن نرث الأرض ومن عليها وإلينا يرجعون. واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا. إذ قال لأبيه يا أبت لم تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. قال أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم. لئن لم تنته لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا. قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم. He said, the English translation, but the sects differ among themselves. And woe to the unbelievers because of the coming judgment of an awful day. I think we explained that last time, but we'll go little bit down from that verse to the, also to the, and we come back inshallah to it, where he said, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا. He was speaking. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was speaking in his childhood. Not childhood, even at birth. And Ibn Abbas said, after he spoke that three verses of Quran, or four verses, from verse 30 to verse 33, then he didn't anymore speak until his childhood. What makes Sayyidina Isa to speak? Why he responded? Because his mother, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, she pointed at him. So there was a communication, as we said last time, between the mother and the child. Communication in the heart. And that, immediately he knew what he has to say, and he responded to what she asked him, and what Allah wants from him to explain. And we explained that last time. But I want to say that from this verse, it gives us an ishara. Ishara, a sign, an indication that if his mother didn't فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, if she didn't أَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, pointed at him, directed him through her finger, he is not going to respond. And إشارة in Arabic, أشارة الشيخ للمريد, أي the sheikh indicates something to his follower. أشار الأستاذ للتلميذ, that the teacher indicates something to the student. Is that? So, means this verse give the relationship of sheikh to murid, of teacher to student, of a guide to his follower. Like you go to a class, in the class, the teacher, يُشِيرُ عَلَيْكَ بِشَيْءٍ, means he gives you, might be an opinion on something. It gives that meaning in Arabic. يُشِير means might be an opinion. Or يُشِيرُ عَلَيْكَ بِشَيْءٍ مَا, means he is indicating you or directing you to something that you have to do. So awliya from this verse, they take that when the sheikh يُشِير عَلَيْكَ, guide you, indicate you something, what it will happen in your heart. Inni Abdullah. When he guide you, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open on your heart by the barakah of Prophet, by the barakah of your Shaykh. So he stated immediately, as if he was born today. Means when you relate and you give bay'ah, initiating pledge to the Shaykh, you are being born today. Because he is going to guide you through your lifetime. So he will guide you to be a sincere servant. Then he said, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ. I'm going to summarize it as much as, to make it short, not to increase in that. It's an ocean here if you want to go inside that teaching. He said, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ. Means as soon as, that give us an ishara, indication, that awliya, as soon as you are related to a wali, to a pious person, to a trustworthy person, that's why Allah said, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with trustworthy people. As soon as you are with trustworthy people, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ means this is the day of your birth. Means all your ego, bad desire, you begin to try to throw it away. And you begin to, as if a new birth come to you. And you begin in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by a guide who has gave his self to his Lord and gave his love to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what will happen when your birth day of following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of awliya, what will happen? Peace will come on you. Wassalamu alayhi. Peace be on me. So in English translation they say, so peace is on me, the day I was born. Of course, the day you were born is the way you were guided. When you are guided, you are born. When you go to Arafat, to Hajj, what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you go to Arafat, to Hajj, and you don't do anything wrong, corruption, فَلَمْ يَرْفُزْ وَلَمْ يَفْسِقْ رَجَعَكَ يَوْمَ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. He will come back as if he was born today. So that's the meaning, that born today is by guidance of a sheikh. So when his mother asharat, guided him, he communicated. That is a symbol, symbolic meaning here now, interpretation. That awliya, as soon as you follow, they show you the way to the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, keeping the sharia very strong. Without sharia, there is nothing. So what happened to you? Your birth, you will be considered first day of your real life in the way of Allah. So peace be on that. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ means as long as you are, وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ when I die, as long as you are on the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, following the Sharia of Prophet, following the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will reach the state of annihilation. فَنَا. When you reach that state, you die. That's what وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ. That's interpretation. When you die, means complete submission. Means no more will is the will of Allah there. You're completely submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every action you are doing. Khayrihi wa sharrihi. You are under the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come to that level, Allah will send you to state of, after fana, baqa. That's why, وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّةً. Then He will send me back alive. In the state of baqa. So these three states are being mentioned in this verse that awliya can take out the meaning that to keep them on the right way and keep their followers. We go back. فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم. And the sects, but the sects differ among themselves, and woe to the unbelievers because of the coming judgment of an awful day. Is not? And we explained that the different group at that time, Nasturiya wal Yaqubiya. Nasturiya said that Sayyidina Isa, he is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal Yaqubiya, they said that he is the Allah who came down and went back. And the believers, they said he is the servant of Allah, Abdullah wa Nabiyu. فَوَيْنٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ means those people who they differed in their belief are going to face a very bad day. They are going to the unbelievers because of the coming judgment of an awful day. Coming an awful day on them. That is going to be the day of judgment. Allah going to judge them. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. Those who are on the right line are going to be entering in safety. Those who are going to play and they say Ibnullah, the son of God, or say they Allah, or they say three in one, they are going to face a very bad day. May Allah save us and save everyone. أسمع به وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين. How plainly will they see and hear the day that they will appear before us, but the unjust today are in error manifest. They are going. أسمع بهم وأبصر means in the dunya they didn't want to hear. They didn't want to listen. They don't want to see. But in that day, their hearings are going to be very careful. They are going to hear. They are going to ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive us. That day, everyone is going to be really hearing. In dunya, people are closing their ears, closing their eyes. They don't want to hear, they don't want to see. In akhirah, how were they going to hide themselves? They are going to hear, they are going to see. And they are coming, يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَ لِلْحِسَابِ. They are coming to the judgment day. وَالْجَزَاءُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. They are going to come to the judgment day to take their punishment. And they are going to be surprised. Why? They are going to ask themselves, why we were in dunya, not hearing, not accepting. What happened? That of arrogance and ignorance. Allah gave us mind to think. Allah sent Moses calling people to Islam. Sent Jesus calling people to Islam. Sent Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam perfecting the religion and calling people to Islam. Why people are not accepting? They are going to be wondering why we didn't accept at that time. But it's finished. لكن الظالمون اليوم, the oppressor today, they are in ضلال مبين, in a big error, and are in error manifest. They are going to see what kind of an error they have made. وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون. But warn them of the day of distress. What's that, يوم الحسرة? Day of distress. The day that is everything comes up. When the matter will be determined, for behold, they are negligent and they do not believe. It is we who will inherit the earth and all beings thereon. To us will they all be returned. وَأَنْذِرُهُمْ is a Allah is telling Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Muhammad, warn them. Tell them. بَلِّغْهُمْ. You are Rasuli. You are my messenger. Tell them the day of distress is coming. فَأَنْذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Not to regret. Not to bite their fingers. And this is also signing to us an indication to mu'mins and to Muslims that this day is coming also. Don't fall into mistakes. Don't regret at that time what you have done through your life of drugs, of alcohol, of womanizing, adultery. You are going to be asked. You cannot say, I didn't know. I was teenager. I was living in a Western civilization, Western culture, dating, making drugs. And everyone is doing. My parents are doing. Everyone doing. So why I don't do? There is no there at that time. There are no boats at that time. No big cars at that time. Not? You cannot say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why? وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. Tell them, warn them about the day of distress. Allah may save us, all of us. أي من يوم يتحسر فيه ويتحسر الناس. From the day that all people are going to be regretting us asking, Ya Allah, forgive us, but finish. Kanat at that day means Qudiyal Amr. The matter will be is determined. What you can do? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ is determined. You cannot change it. You did your mistake, you are going to be asked. Is قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. For behold, they are negligent and they do not believe. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. That also an indication here. That's it. That's literally for unbelievers. But also we must, as mu'mins and Muslims, we must take an indication, a sign here. O mu'mins! O Muslims! Yawm al-Hasra is coming, fa'andhirum ya Muhammad! Tell them to those who are hypocrites, to those who reject your intercession, to those who reject awliya sainthood, to those who reject trustworthy people. At that time they are coming in the judgment day. They are going to see the truth. They are going to see ala inna awliya Allah ila khawfun alayhim wa lahum ya'zanun. The saints of Allah are going to be there. They refuse them nowadays in this century. They say, no more awliya. Why? Who told you? No more shiukh. Who told you? No more guides. Who told you? That's why fakhtalaf al-ahzab. They are ahzab also. The ayah that came before, fakhtalaf al-ahzab. They are also ahzab. They divided the Muslim ummah. They made the Muslim ummah to be divided. They brought all these Salafi Wahhabi ideology teachings, destroying the whole mind of the ummah under the name of renovating Islam, refurbishing Islam, Americanizing Islam, westernizing Islam. And instead of doing good, they are destroying the structure that Islam been built for 1400 years of Islamic tradition, mainstream Muslims. That's also ahzab. فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل كفروا. I not كفروا as the unbelievers كفروا. They said this is Ibnullah or this is Allah. كفروا means it comes also in Quran. The same word can be used, means they كفروا means they rejected or they misled from the right way of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Also these people, we can use it in Arabic language. Kafara means deviated, not outside of the range of Islam. No, he's still in Islam, but he went into a sect, like the Wahhabi Salafi sect. Like these sects, they came in the 3rd century and 2nd century. Mujassima, Mu'tazila, Jahamiya, all these Qadariya, all these sects. So, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Big day coming. What Ibn Abbas said? He said, the tafsir of this ayah, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will symbolize, will show al-maut in the picture of a lamb. A lamb, kapsh, no, big ramp, what you call that? Ramp. He will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the death, al-maut. What's al-maut, Tahir? Death in the picture of a big ramp. Huh?
No.
And فَيُذْبَحْ, and that ram will be slaughtered there. Cut his neck. فَيَيَأَسُ أَهْلُ النَّارِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ فَمَا يَرْجُونَ, because the people of hell are going to say, when they are being thrown into hell, they say, oh Allah, let us die. When the Allah brings the death on a picture of a ram and slaughter, means no death for you. You are going to be eternally in hell. And that's why he explained Yawm al-Hasr. It's so huge. What Imam Bukhari and Muslim and Tirmidhi and Nisa'i and Abu Ya'la and Ibn al-Mandhir, all of them, they said that Abi Sa'id al-Khadri said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة وأهل النار النار يجاء بالموت كأنه كبش أملح. That as soon as the people of paradise enter paradise and the people of hell enter hell, Allah sent the death in the picture of a ramp. And فيوقف بين الجنة والنار, he will be stopped between paradise and between hell, in the middle. فيقال يا أهل الجنة هل تعرفون هذا؟ And it, someone will call and say, oh, the people of paradise, do you know this? This ramp, what is it? فيشرفون وينظرون ويقولون نعم. They look and they say, yes, هذا الموت. That's death. And everyone will see it from paradise, the people of paradise. ثم يقال يا أهل النار, or the people of hell, do you know that? They look and they say, yes, this is death. فيؤمر به فيذبح. Allah will order that ramp will be slaughtered. Means the death means don't anymore give hope. I killed the death, finish. There is no more death, eternal. فيقال يا أهل الجنة خلود فلا موت. It will, someone will say, oh, the people of paradise, you are eternal, no more death on you. You live eternal life. ويا أهل النار خلود فلا موت. And the people of punishment of hell, they will say, you are eternal, no death for you. Means you are going to be in punishment for eternal life. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثم قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنذرهم. And he said that hadith, he read that ayah. وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة. Warn them, ya Muhammad, for the day of distress when they are heedless. And أشار بيده وقال أهل الدنيا في غفلة. And he pointed in his finger and he said, the people of dunya are in a complete heedlessness. Oh, mu'min, Muslim, that's coming. That's approaching. Inna nahnu narithu al-arda wa man 'alayha wa ilayna yurja'un. It is we who will inherit the earth and all beings thereon, to us will they all be returned. Allah, Allah. And Allah is confirming after he showed the paradise people to paradise, to paradise eternal, people of hell to hell eternal. He said, we are going, I am going to inherit. We means him, Allah, his majestic, his lordship, inheriting the earth. It is we who will inherit the earth and all being thereon. To us they will return. Will they all be returned? They are going to come back. We inherit everything, and to us they come back. Where they want to run? Look, who was able to run? Look at you, at this dunya, at yourself and those who came before you. Who was able to run? Anyone? Live 50 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, 120 years, finish. He will go. No more drugs there. No more women there. No more wealth there. No more boats there. No more jet ski there. No more, what else? Snow ski there. No more, what? No more jubba there. Nothing! Finish. وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. To us they come back. So he will inherit everything. So he's going to take you naked. Nothing on you. He's inheriting everything. And you are going to go back to him. That's day of distress. Be careful. Means eternal. إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You are going to be at that time in paradise. Either paradise or hell. واعلم أن الرجوع على نوعين, رجوع بالقهر ورجوع وهو رجوع العوام. To go back and to us all they will be returned. Returning in two ways. One way is by قهر, by force. And this is called the way of عوام. Means there is awam, there is khawas. What's khawas, Tahir? Special, trustworthy people. Means those people who all their life was in ubudiyah. They are special. And the normal people, like everyone, that is awam. Like everyone. That will not come to us except by qahr. By force I bring him. Means by death. I send death to them. They don't like to die. They are jogging every day on the streets. Why? They want to increase their life. They don't know that their life is in the hand of Allah, if he wants to increase or he wants to make it less. If they run 100 years, they are not going to make their lives longer. And if they don't run ever, they are not going to make their lives longer. What is written is written. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When their death day comes, they've never been delayed 1 minute or never been delayed. They've never been delayed 1 minute or forward 1 minute. It's come, it's come. You jog or you don't jog. Jog. With shorts, women and men with shorts. Some women with bikini also. Jogging. That's what they like. That's, mashallah. That's last days. Naked on the streets. You don't know this man or woman. They are imitating each other in their dress. Alamat sa'a, signs of the last days. And not only jogging, putting in their ears. This what? Walkman. And what they are hearing? What?
Music.
What?
Music.
Say, I'm asking you. You music. Are money here. What they are hearing?
Music.
Okay, that's okay. At least they are hearing music. They know that they are doing something wrong. Look at the Muslims. They are jogging, some Muslims, and hearing Quran. Putting Walkman in their ears, hearing Quran and running. You know that? That's it. So, I'm going to change. And you are coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are coming, all of us, to Allah. So either by force, وَهَذَا for, and this for awam, because their egos, their bad desires, it's happy with dunya. They will not go, they will not leave it except by force. But on the other hand, the trustworthy people, inheritors of prophets, like, look, when the death of angel of death came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked him, Ya Rasulallah, what you want? He said, no, I go to my Lord.
peacefully. It's been asked. Inheritors of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbi, we are waiting. We are waiting for Israel to come to go to you. That is the love for us. That is the timeless, the precious time for us to be in your presence. Not in the presence of dunya and shaitan. But since Allah gave you that trust, that spirit, that soul, you have to keep it until He will call you, you go. Why they have that? They don't care for dunya because they don't care for this worth, no value dunya. Inna dunya la tazinu inda Allahi janaha ba'uda. That whole dunya doesn't weigh for Allah a wing of a mosquito. So why they have to care for it? They care for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you see them always in ubudiyya, always in worshipness. وَلِقَاءُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And the coming to the presence of their Lord is the most happy time for them. And that's why they don't care for death. One of the big scholars, Al-Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Muzayyan, rahimahullah, he said, one day I entered Al-Badia desert and I didn't have wearing anything in my feet, going and moving. And I entering the desert to walk, giving my heart to my Lord. I don't want this dunya, I went to the desert, running away from dunya. Mutajarridan min ad-dunya. فَخَطَرَ بِبَالِي أَنَّهُ مَا دَخَلَ بِهَذِهِ الْبَادِيَةِ فِي هَذِهِ السَّنَةِ أحد أشد تجريدا مني. And as I was in that desert, what you say, أهوم حبا بالله عز وجل means أهيم حبا, I am in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all my heart, came to my thought, to my mind, that during this year, I don't think anyone came to the desert with that kind of intention, that from his love so much to Allah, he thought that he is, was the best one. So it came that in his mind. فَجَزَبَنِي إِنسَانَ. I heard someone pulling me from the back. مِنْ وَرَائِي. وَقَالَ يَا حَجَّاب. He called me حَجَّاب. Why you are calling yourself? You are giving to yourself something wrong. كم تحدث نفسك بالأباطيل. You think what you are doing is so huge? That's nothing. It's to us like أباطيل. It means worthless. To us means you didn't reach yet anything. You are on the beginning. At that time I understood that at tajarrud, you know what tajarrud in Arabic? Means tajarrud, you leave everything and you go in like Ibrahim al-Khawas. He left everything and he went in the way of Allah. He doesn't want, he left his kingdom, he left his palaces, he left everything and went in the love of Allah in the desert. Means that tajarrud means you take away everything from your life, this dunya life, and only for you, your intention is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I knew at that moment that tajarrud means leaving everything is on levels, different levels, and I am beginning on the first level. Might be infinite number of levels to reach the divine presence. إبراهيم الخواص وعن إبراهيم الخواص قدس الله سره قال إبراهيم الخواص said I decided to go walking in the desert and I'll reach Mecca. Means from إبراهيم الخواص was in Damascus. From
يعني إبراهيم ابن الأدهم. I move from Damascus all the way to Mecca walking, entering the desert, walking to reach Mecca. And I saw a lot of difficulties. And I was trying to carry them until I reached Mecca. When I entered, you know, when you reach your destiny, your place that you want, you will be what? Relieved. So when I began relieved, some kind of arrogance came in my heart. Oh, I made it. Many people say, oh, I made it. I reached. Was walking. I reached. So I was proud of myself. And he heard a lady, old lady calling him when he began to think that in Mecca, in Kaaba. فنادتني عجوز. And an old lady, عجوز here, an old lady, من الطواف. She was making tawaf and I was making tawaf. And that old lady called me and said, يا إبراهيم كنت معك في البادية. I was with you in the desert. Means I was observing what you were doing. Awliya, lady wali. And the people, they say, oh, there is no ladies are not being respected. Who said that? Because they are thinking wrongly. So, فنادتني عجوز من الطواف. An old lady called me when I am making tawaf. And she said, I was with you in the desert. فلم أكلمك لأني لم أريد أن أشغل سرك عنه. I didn't talk to you there because I didn't want you to be busy other than busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't want to take away that what you say? Focus. I didn't talk to you. I left you there without talking. I was observing you. Ya Ibrahim, take this arrogance and pride from your heart. Ya Ibrahim, akhrij hadha alwiswas anka. Take it out. Don't see yourself you are something. إن التوفيق للرجوع إلى الله إنما هو من الله. The perfection that you reach, the state of perfection that you state that you are going back to Allah, it is given to you by Allah. It's not from your ego, from yourself. So, repent and throw that out of your heart. Don't be arrogant. وكل كمال فبحوله وقوته ونصرته ومعونته. And every perfection that you get or anyone get is from Allah, from His power, from His support, and because of Him. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. And inshallah next time we will continue. وَذْكُرْ section 3. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Verse 41. ربنا تقبل منا بحرمة من أنزلت عليه سورة الفاتحة. عليه سورة الفاتحة.